Wild Reciprocity by Susan O'Connell. Remember your youth? Did you hear the voices of Earth with your animal body? Did your senses respond to Earth's creativity, bursting with honeycomb and clover, her purple lupin color rising up through fields of yellow mustard? Did you hear green sea songs running before white cresting waves, salty mist whispers, or a foghorn's call? Today, can you imagine being deep in a lush forest, home of monarch butterflies, sap and ants, all dreaming of life? Sensuality stretches her limbs, offering her vibrant palate, nudging our hearts to open like orange poppies in the sun. Still, seasons pass away and we walk with them. Earth continues to bestow her gifts despite our arrival at the twilight of life. And today, if we really listen, we might hear the tremulous, tattered voices of forest just now raised somewhere on earth. Muddied water seeps and pools on hard fallow ground, once carpeted with ferns, white lilies, and feathers. When we witness wastelands we have created or allowed, can we feel grief for wild ones ripped from their homes? If we allow ourselves to feel the pain of these losses, we might find our hearts beat red, responsive still. Raven and owl witness our past and future deeds. What might they teach us? What ripens within and around when our healing words and deeds align and become woven like tree roots inside our hearts? Perhaps seeds of compassion will nourish a greening canopy of inclusion as we respond to the call of Earth. Hawk cry pierces sky, telling us the time is now. Will we answer the call of wild reciprocity?